You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Here is SBS Radio Hmong program in Melbourne, Australia. And we have a special speaker, special guest, especially Andrew Newman and Alex, as well as some Hmong guys from Brisbane, and also have a Karen community that represent Australia as well. So we have a couple of different communities come together as a team to represent Australia. The 32th State Pataclaw competition in Thailand. So can you take us through all the tournaments that you guys has been through and how do you guys go about that? Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. So just a couple of little things. So my name's Daniel Ellenbao. Along with us this time around is Alex Newman. We've got Nee Law, who is Hmong, and we have James Arrow, who is our Karen representative from, Australian Karen player for our team, which is great.
Yeah.
And we this year entered, we only had four players, so we entered all events that we could field a team for, so that meant we entered the regu team, we entered a doubles team, and we entered actually quad event, which is a new event for us. We'd never played it before we came across.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain?
In regu.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit about the new competition?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. So normally, you know, traditional sepak takraw is played with three players a side, and they refer to that as regu. And then you have doubles, which is obviously two a side. And then a few years back, they introduced quad, which is four players each side, but you serve from the baseline in the same way that you serve in doubles. So yeah. It's quite a different game. It seems to be making it a lot more like longer rallies, and it means the competition is actually a little bit more even between the high level teams and the lower level teams, because you've got more players on the court, so they can receive better or they can block better. There's more opportunities for the game to kind of continue.
Yeah, but does that make it more complicated to play, because we used to play at most three people? Yeah,
can get a little bit confusing. So for us, we hadn't actually played at all, especially because we all come from different cities. We've got two of us from Darwin, one from Cairns, and then obviously the other from Brisbane. So we all came together and we had a couple of quick games with actually the Thai national women's team, and we learnt pretty quick. We found a little bit of a rhythm, and we actually just finished playing the semi-final in the quad event, which we managed to defeat Oman in our division. Mm-hmm. So we'll actually play later today the quad event final against Chinese Taipei in the second division of the 33rd Kings Cup.
Wow, that's a hell of a competition you guys has been through. So so far, do you guys win any medals at all?
Yeah, so we played really well in the regular competition. Basically, in our group, we had a couple of tough teams, but The big win we had in our group was against Brazil. It did take three sets. We played a fair few three-set matches this time, but we beat them, and then that put us through against – in the final, we ended up playing Cambodia and just narrowly losing, unfortunately. We were very tired because the day before we'd played five matches in one day, which was just very long. We had an 18-hour day, and it was just a little bit too much for us to recover and play at our best for the final. So we will get silver in the regular competition.
Congratulations.
In doubles, we didn't have... Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. In doubles, we didn't quite have the same luck. And part of that was because we had that five-match day, and then our first match the morning after was doubles against Brazil, and we just didn't quite manage to get on top of the game to win that one. So we lost that in straight sets. But we've also done well in quad. So later today, we'll be able to tell you whether or not we managed to get the gold or if we're taking the silver home.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay,
how
Chinese Taipei,
ก็ยิ่งเป็นอย่างนี้แม่งจะยึดตาไปจุ่มเงินมันก็หาได้เป็นหลอดแต่น้องมอเป็นเรื่องเลยวัชดาวเรื่องหาเลยทัวร์เงียบสุดเดี๋ยวเราวัชดาวเรื่องสิ่งเดียวว่าได้เฉลยเราจะจ้องเดี๋ยวเราจะไปเรื่องยิ่งเก็บน้องน้องตอนสิ่งที่หาได้หางยิ้มเราสับหลังเดี๋ยวเราวัชดาวเรื่องเงียบหลินหัวน้องยิ่งหัวหัวน้องยิ่งหัวเงินเราอ๋อเสียเลยอ๋อเป็นยิ่งชีตาเดี๋ยวตาจะตัวเชิงเชิงหลังนี้จ่ายมั้งเดี๋ยวตัวจำมาเลยเสียเสียเดี๋ยวก่อน
是一个小料变成一种红红黑他太如果看了英雄变成太小了一下一下
嗯哼
也变成小面具然后太小太小面具跳
OK 可不撒路的其中时代
不撒路时代小这种呢变成钻的这种这里我找的我找了的木头的奥利给也这里也好的被蒙过讲那种好像
This is Alex Newman, yeah?
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome to SBS Radio Hmong program. So tell us more about the competition.
Yeah, the trip's been pretty good so far. This year we have just a small team of four players. In previous years we've had up to about 10 players, which is great because we've been out to enter team event.
Yeah, that's totally different.
This year... Yeah, yeah. So this year, a lot of our players are busy with school and work and that sort of thing. So just four players this year, but we've managed to do really well so far. The guys have been playing really well and we've managed to defeat some, I'd say, probably more experienced teams. So, yeah, we've done really well. We did well in the regu and had some wins and were actually undefeated until we got to the final and only just lost to Cambodia. That was a really tight match, very close, very fun. We get a silver medal out of that, which is great.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you guys are playing three different types, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, yeah. So regu is three-a-side, doubles two-a-side, and quad four-a-side.
Okay, so how is the difference from normal playing tournaments, like three people? When you play four people, does it... a little bit confused for you to play in that set?
It is actually because we use when we have four people on the court, we use one server, one like feeder or setter, and then we have two spikers. When we set the ball for the spikers, you have to call which spiker you want to go and hit the ball. It takes some coordination and the team needs to really work well together and understand each other well. Otherwise, you have some problems. But even though we've not played together much before, we've managed to work together really well. So we've had some good results there too.
So any expectation at all for this final against Chinese Taipei?
Yeah, this is a gold medal match. So we're guaranteed at least a silver medal. And I really hope we can come out with a win against Chinese Taipei and win the gold there. They're very strong, but we definitely have a chance to beat them.
Yeah, let's talk about you a little bit. Their Thai's media, they interview you and you even can speak Thai or talk in Thai. And it is amazing that you even take your time off your work as engineer, working in engineer and playing taekwondo, representing Australia. Tell us more about that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. When I was younger, I went to university in Australia to study engineering, as you said. And then after I graduated, I moved over to Thailand to learn how to play sepak takraw because I just absolutely fell in love with the sport. Mm-hmm. So I moved over there and I was playing sepak takraw with some local Thai teams. And, well, they didn't speak much English, so I felt like if I was going to live in Thailand and play a Thai sport, then I should definitely learn how to speak Thai language. So, I put some effort in and I learned how to speak Thai and spent some time over here playing takraw. And yeah, it was a great experience and it helped me learn a lot about how to play sepak takraw and language and all sorts of things.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Do you think that next time if Australians going to play in Thailand, they should have a coach?
Coaching definitely helps. We've found that it's really important that the coach is on the same sort of wavelength as the players.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we've tried a few different coaches on the Australian team for King's Cup. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It depends if the nature of the coach is sort of aligned with that of the players.
But certainly it's beneficial for our Australian players to come over here and train with teams or coaches over here in Thailand, because they're just so much more experienced. So there's definitely a lot that we can learn from them.
Mm-hmm. Is there any potential players in Australia in the future that will get more funds from the governments, more supports from the communities, so that Australia can take it to the next stage?
Oh, that is definitely something we want to be doing, yes. I'm also on the Australian Sepak Takraw Association, which is just a small association. It's just people that love Sepak Takraw and want to grow it and help people play it in Australia. And one of the things we want to do with that is talk to the government and get them to recognise Sepak Takraw as an official supported sport. And I really hope that one day in the future we can afford to support players better in terms of helping them pay for flights to come to events like this and pay for uniforms and coaching and that sort of thing, so that for players that love the sport and they're willing to put the effort in, they have opportunities and pathways to develop their skills.
Do you have anything to say to Australian communities in terms of playing this sport, representing Australia?
Yeah, well, I guess if there's anyone out there that loves playing Sepak Takraw, then we'd always love to hear from them. As I said, we love to talk to all Sepak Takraw players around Australia. There are opportunities for people that like playing the sport to come and get involved in playing competitions like this. So we just want all the players around Australia, all the communities to get in contact, talk to each other, and together we can help build Sepak Takraw into a great sport in Australia, I think.
Mm-hmm. So they can contact the Sepak Takraw Association of Australia or contact you guys, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the easiest way, if people are on Facebook, is to just search for Takraw Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just in the search bar, if you just type Takraw Australia, you'll find us.
Yes.
And you can send us a message, or you can even email us at info@takrawaustralia.com.
Okay.
And talk to us, and yeah, go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Alex Newman, player from Australian Takraw Association, which representing Australia. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much.
Thank you very much for your time.
sbs.com.au